we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM with today's Modern Worship. And thank you for allowing us to come and spend a half hour with you as you are driving to work or at home. And just want to remind you, this is Pearl Harbor Day. This day shall live in infamy. Last year I misidentified it. So I just wanted to let you know that I did get it right this year. You know, the enemy does attack, but thank God he gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I just have a couple of more opportunities to take to personally invite you out to our celebration this weekend. And we are truly grateful for the faithfulness of God. He has demonstrated his faithfulness once again this year and has been very gracious to us. And God is so good. Normally I have a pretty good handle on what is going to take place. This coming Sunday, I know I'm going to show up. I know that I'm going to unlock the church. I know that my pastor, Brother Terry Rayburn, our district superintendent, he's going to come and be preaching the word, and it's going to be fantastic. And that's all I know. That is absolutely everything that I know, and I'm going to worship the Lord. I was having a conversation recently with someone, and I said, you know, I like to be fed spiritually as well. And so this is a week where I'm going to have the word preached into my life, and I'm so looking forward to it. I love to hear my pastor preach, and we are truly grateful for the time that we're going to get to have with them. And I do know that we're going to have church Sunday night as well. I don't know everything else that is taking place that day, but if you'd like to be surprised like I am, come out and join us this coming Sunday morning, 10:30, and I don't know how late things will go, but I know it's going to be great. And if I've never got to meet you, I will look forward to being able to meet you and celebrate the fact that we get to spend a half hour a day together. So with that being said, I want to take you this morning in the Word of God to the book of Psalms, Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Before I read this passage, I want to remind you of a passage that I read from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 2 says, "A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence." And when I think of the concept of feeding, it is, where do you gain your nutrition from? What is it that you sit down to eagerly participate in so that it will have an effect upon your body? It can have an effect on all sorts of things. And if you ate a lot of turkey during the Thanksgiving holiday and ate foods that you're not typically accustomed to eating, you probably noticed that your body reacted differently. I know that even when I was growing up, outside of playing football, in between watching football, that after we ate, there was even when I was a young teenager, there was a desire to maybe partake in a little bit of a Thanksgiving nap in there at some point in time. So we've talked about what the unfaithful feed on, that they feed on violence. And today I want to take you to Psalm 37 to demonstrate to you the different diet that children of the Most High God are supposed to have. Okay, we don't feed on the same things that they feed on. So let me take you to the 37th Psalm, verse number 1, and it says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm." This is a psalm of David, by the way. Verse number 9. "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn their sword, have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken." There's a lot more in Psalm 37 that you could read, but I'm going to stop the reading there. I want to take you back, and it begins with a problem that many people have, and it is the object of their focus. Too many people, rather than having their eyes fixed upon Jesus, get their eyes fixed on people who are not living for Jesus. And instead of seeing sacrifices that are being made by them in a detrimental way, a lot of times they look at them and are enamored with their current situation. So there was something that I was told a long time ago. I don't remember who it was that originally said this, but it said, whenever you see a person who is not living for God, realize that apart from Jesus coming into their heart and transforming their life, life is as good for them right now as it's ever going to get. This life, that's everything that they have to look forward to. As a child of God, no matter how bleak the current situation is right now, this is as bad as it gets for eternity. This little window of a few decades that we call time, in which we get to live, it's as bad as it's going to get, because for the child of God, we have an eternity together with Jesus that is glorious. And as long as we're comparing, I will tell you this. It is not advantageous to postpone embracing the goodness of Jesus Christ until the very last minute. That is not the ideal way to live. You see, living for Jesus does not only have rewards for eternity, it has rewards for right here, for right now. Contrary to everything that you see portrayed in the media, being a born-again child of God, understanding that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, sociological studies demonstrate that people who know their word, know the God of the word, and know the word of their God, that they live a happier, more jubilant, fulfilled life than anybody else. The thing that the world runs after and is completely and totally captivated by, it is a reality that the children of God live on a regular basis. So don't get your focus on the wrong thing. That's what a magician does. That's what an illusionist does. They try and get you focused on one thing while the real substance is taking place someplace else. So do not waste your time comparing how miserable your conditions are compared to how glamorous somebody else's situation looks like. Fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the author of your faith. He is the perfecter of your faith. He is the finisher of your faith. You can trust him. You have a bright and glorious future. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Do good. As a person who worked in retail for a lot of years, I can tell you that for many people, the holiday season brings out the ugliest in them, not the best in them. Some of the worst tongue lashings that I ever received from customers came during the Christmas shopping season. People were more impatient, and many times you knew that they had just procrastinated too long. I used to have customers that came in on Christmas Eve that said, give me something. I don't care what it is. I don't care what size. I just need something to put underneath the Christmas tree. And it's like, okay, so I'm basically loaning you. That was my mindset. I'm just basically loaning this to them. It's not going to be a sale that I'm going to feel good about. So I want to encourage you during this season to not only do good, but do good because you trust in God. You trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. You can trust God. I don't know if you do this, but whenever you see those commercials on television and then all of a sudden they start talking real fast and you say, okay, what they have just done is they've told me that there are so many fine print and stipulations to this that I cannot trust what I just saw. It's the same thing whenever you see an ad in a magazine or a newspaper or coming in your direct mail and you get a font size that has a negative in front of it instead of like a 12 font where you can see, or a font so small that you have to break out your microscope to be able to magnify it enough to where you can see what the words are. That tells you, you know what? There's something in here that they don't want me to know. You know, the devil is one who specializes in fine print. God is the gospel's very simple. If we will ask Jesus to forgive us our sins and be the Lord of our life and enable us to ask him to enable us to live the way in which he wants us to live, being that without him we were powerless to live the way that we were supposed to, that's the gospel. I was doing some reading in the book of Acts and the other day, and it was talking about the various things that Paul was going to that he testified about. Since I brought it up, let me just go ahead and pull over there and see if I can find what I was trying to say. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. It's not jumping off the page of me right now the way that it was the other day. But Paul was being asked to testify about the things that he had heard, the things that he had seen. He was also going to be asked by God to allow God to make him into something that he had never been before. And so you can trust him. You can trust him. Trust God. Trust the things that you read in the Word. Trust the things that you have seen testified. Trust that God can make you into everything that he needs you to be, because that is a reality. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. So there we see the contrary. Rather than feeding on violence, we can feed on God's faithfulness. And I tell you that the things that you partake of, the things that you allow to come into your life, those are the things that are going to begin to manifest in your life. Those are the things that are going to manifest in your character. And so as you and I feed on the faithfulness of God, we are going to realize that there's faithfulness that is becoming deeper and deeper rooted in our life, and it is going to have a great, great effect on us. Isn't that what nutritionists say, that if you want to change your health, you have to change what you eat? If you eat healthy, it will spare you from some of the consequences of eating unhealthy, or whether it's the type of food or the quantity of food that you eat. So I encourage you to get your nutrition by setting yourself directly on the focus of God's Word. There are too many people who are feeding on fantasy. Okay? One of the leading influences in the deterioration and destruction of marriages is when one partner or the other partner feeds so much on fantasy that they expect their spouse to manifest that fantasy rather than the reality that is going on in everyday life. Feed on God's faithfulness and allow God to make you into a faithful person. It also says, dwell in the land. I believe that you and I are supposed to occupy till Jesus comes. I believe that when he has planted us, that we're not just supposed to go over and find a hammock someplace and chill underneath a palm tree and have somebody come and wave a palm frond on us so that we don't get too hot. Listen, that might be comfortable, but it's certainly not living. I like to play golf as much as just about anybody, but I don't want golf to become something that I have to do every day. In fact, I've done it less over the past several years than I have in when I was younger. It's not something that I'm put upon in Brevard County just so I can play golf. That's not my purpose. My purpose here is I have been given an assignment by God to occupy this particular frequency at this point in time, Merit Assembly of God, for the past 25 years, and to make the most out of that opportunity, whether it is a large assignment by the world standards or a small assignment by the world standards, that does not matter to me. What matters is God's the one that assigned me to my post, and I want to dwell there. I want to occupy it. I want to make the most out of it, and so that's what I strive to do. Don't just be a person that passes through, but rather be a person who actually occupies the land in which you have been blessed to be assigned to. And I will tell you that living in Brevard County, Florida, is a blessing. It is not a curse. We recently had some people that visited from Chicago, where we had spent a good deal of time. And while we were up there, it got to be 27 below zero. It got to have a wind chill factor of 85 below zero, and not any of that was comfortable. So when God got us to a different assignment, I was very thankful. I'm very thankful that God called us here. But I'm not just here on vacation. I very rarely go to the theme parks. I'm here to be a messenger on assignment for the glory of God. Verse number 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord. I will challenge you to this. If you will feed on the faithfulness of God, if you will make that the source of your nutrition, if you will give more credence to the faithfulness of God and his gospel, the good news, than the bad news that is coming out of the media on a regular basis, or coming out of the courts on a regular basis, or the United Nations on a regular basis, or Washington, D.C., or Tallahassee, you name it. If you feed on the faithfulness of God and occupy the place that he has assigned you instead of abandoning it, instead of neglecting it, what you will find is that, as the old song's saying, every day is sweeter than the day before, you will find that it is a great thrill to be a child of the living God. So let me just ask you to evaluate something just a moment. And that is, when you open up your Bible, what is the attitude that you have when you sit down to feed on the manna of His Word? What's the attitude? Is it something where you're trying to just put in an assignment, fulfill a task, put the check mark in the box? Or do you go and you say, wow, I'm getting ready to feed on the faithfulness of God, and that word is going to disarm the lies of the enemy. It is going to empower me so that I don't mess up. It's going to keep me on the path of righteousness. I'm getting ready to discover more about what a high quality life God wants me to lead and is going to empower me to lead, the things that I have to look forward to. I pray that whenever you sit down to look at the Word, that you are delighted that you get to do that, that it's a get to, not a have to. It's something that you have eager expectation about rather than doing it with drudgery. So it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Too many people look at that verse and say, oh, well, because I said a prayer, everything in my heart, God's going to give me what I desire. Well, let me help set up the prerequisites for that. Your heart has to be conditioned. Your heart, apart from Christ, is deceitfully wicked, the Bible says. Above all else, who can know it? Okay? The easiest person for me to lie to is myself. I told myself years ago that once I finished one more project, that I was going to slow down. That was before radio. And my son said this, Dad, you're lying to yourself. You are not going to slow down. And I said, you're probably right. Now, it wasn't that I intended to lie to myself. I was really, really looking forward to a break at that point in time. But apart from God, your heart can deceive you. So my heart has got to be changed in the way that I do that. As I start trusting in God, I start doing the things I'm supposed to be doing. I dwell in the place that He has given me. I feed on God's faithfulness. I don't feed on discouragement. I don't feed on complaining. I don't feed on the bad news of the day. I don't feed on the disappointment of my sports team wins or loses and all of that. See, none of that changes my life, but feeding on the faithfulness of God, that will change my life. It will cause me to enjoy the reality of being a child of God. And I will tell you that when you begin to allow all of those things to take place, all of a sudden it is going to change the things that you desire. All of a sudden you will find that God is not dependent upon your heart generating the desire, but your heart responds as God takes it and opens it and plants a desire in your heart, and then He secures that heart. He guards your heart and the desires that He's placed inside of it. It says He will give you the desires. What are you desiring today? What are you longing for today? Ask yourself this. Where'd that desire come from? What eternal value is there in that desire? You know what? Every car that you see in the junkyard was at one point in time somebody's fantasy. It was someone's dream car. And then something happened. The engine blew. The transmission went out. Was in an accident. Something happened. and it was reduced to a pile of scrap metal that some, while I was helping my parents move, we hauled a lot of things to the scrapyard, nearly 7 decades worth of material to the scrapyard. And that was a bunch of material. And I saw at this particular scrapyard, I saw a machine that not only compacted thing, not only crushed it, but it chewed items up. I mean, it reduced large solid metal objects down to just a very small manageable chunk of metal that could be, you know, put in a railroad car or something like that, and it would be able to be good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The home that you have, a lot of people, emotions are tied up in those things. Listen, you know where your emotions should be tied up? It should be tied up in the God who blessed you with that home and blessed you with the things in that home. So let's not get focused on the temporal. Let's remember, God, give me desires that have eternal significance. Give me desires that have kingdom significance. Give me desires that are going to reach more and more people with the love of Jesus Christ. God, I don't know what desires you want for me, but you plant them inside of me. You feed them. I'm going to feed on them. I'm going to guard them. I'm going to delight myself in you. You know, I say this about missionaries. The missionaries that we've had come through Merit Assembly of God, which have literally been in the hundreds, not one time has anybody ever come in and said, woe is me. I don't want to go. Please don't make me go. But God's called me to go, so I need your help for me to get there. I don't want to fund that sort of missionary. The missionary that says, God has birthed a desire in my heart that he's given me a love for this community and a love for this people, and I want to go and I want to share the love of Jesus with them. I can't wait to get there. Will you help me get there? That's the attitude I have about being in Brevard County and pastoring Merit Assembly of God. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the desire of my heart to pastor in this community. I pray that you would have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.